today, what's the schedule?
It's a normal Friday schedule. We moved everything up an hour, so we start an hour earlier so we can fly out of here at 4 o'clock, and we'll fly into San Jose.
Did James Jones help you set up your practice tomorrow?
No, he didn't. So.
Are you working in San Jose, or do you go to Levi's, or what?
Well, we're going to get out tomorrow as a team. Yeah, we've got some meetings scheduled and so forth. Yeah.
You're going to practice, though, right?
Correct.
Where at?
It's undisclosed. I'm going to keep it private.
On Wednesday, Tom Sula mentioned that you were a pretty good basketball player. Any memories of that?
Yeah, we played a lot of basketball when we were younger. So my whole family was, that was our primary sport. We were all good players.
You are a power forward or a guard, or what was your skill set?
Let's talk football, okay?
Mike, could you have envisioned James Jones would have been able to step in quite like he has? I mean, is that what you thought he would do, or is he?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that I knew he was going to have that, so many touchdowns and so forth, but I just watching the tape of James at Oakland, and more so his time in New York in the preseason. I mean, he looked very similar to his time here in Green Bay. So I mean, I knew he would come back and fit right in and just make the adjustments that have been made to our offense. So I thought he would definitely flow right into the offense like he did in the past.
You guys are been so good with the penalties the last several years. Is there any chip ringer on this year, as far as, I mean, you mentioned on Wednesday that it's too high for your taste?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have the same breakdown that we've always had, the discipline penalties, the combative penalties. The whole league is up right now. So I think you have to acknowledge that. But we're focused on the pre-snap penalties are too high. So we have to do a better job there. But the combative penalties, you go through those and you make your corrections, and that's really all part of the fundamental development that you go through early in the season. And I do think that's rather normal to what we have encountered in the past.
Mike, when you decide to go for it on fourth down, is that a gut decision, or do you have any statistical information that you might have accumulated prior to the game that gives you an idea what you're going to do?
Oh yes, every situation in the game is broken down with statistical information prior to the game. Then also there's statistical information that is calculated in the pregame. So that's all part of your decision making process, the flow of the game. How our defense is playing, how our offense is playing. So those are all things that you take into account when you make those decisions, and you really need to make them early on in the series, where like on third down, it's my responsibility to tell Tom, hey, this is four down territory. So just so the play caller can call the third down play and anticipate calling the fourth down play.
In your review, why were you out of timeout so early in the second half Monday night?
Well, our review, we had a formation error on special teams, and then we had two situations where things were happening at the line of scrimmage on offense, and just from an adjustment standpoint. It's not where we want to be, that's clearly.
Mike, do you have any hope for Devontae to be able to play Sunday?
Slight. He's gonna have to jump around tomorrow, jump through some hoops. So we'll see how it goes.
And Morgan?
He's getting better. He's definitely closer.
Morgan will travel?
Yeah, everybody will travel. The only one who won't travel is Brian Bulaga.
Ron mentioned he thought that that these guys' special teams were about as good as Seattle's. But you guys have played pretty well on special teams as well. So what have you thought about?
Very good special teams unit. I mean, it's very aggressive. They definitely got a number of guys that can run. They're very productive. Specialists are very good. So, yes, this will be a big challenge for us on special teams.
Do you think Jake Ryan could be a several weeks?
I don't have a timeline for you.
What's your take on how this pass protect has held up the past 2 weeks against two very obviously good pass rushes, and especially with Donnie stepping in for Brian?
I think our offensive line has played excellent. I've said it here in the past. You know, last year was the best offensive line that we've had here in my time in Green Bay, and this group here clearly has a chance to exceed that. So I think they're off to a great start.